At Mission Point's Warren facility, a patient's wound was left untreated so long it was infested with maggots. A patient in the Mission Point Ishpeming facility in the Upper Peninsula died after a fall. A subsequent inspection found that nursing home staff members had waited close to a half an hour to start CPR and then performed it incorrectly. These are just two stories Matthew Miller, a senior reporter for MLive, has uncovered in his reporting when it comes to Mission Point healthcare services. Matthew Miller joins us this morning. And Matthew, man, these stories make you sick when you think about this could be your grandma. This could be your uncle.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some terrible stuff in Mission Point's inspection reports.
You've done many, many stories. Give people the scope of what you found.
I mean, this was a project that lasted a few months. Mostly just we read through hundreds of inspection reports, lawsuits, spent time tracking down, you know, family members and patients who were willing to talk about their experience, workers who were able to talk about the conditions in the homes, and just a lot of terrible stuff came up. I mean, there was, you know, you named some of them, but you know, there was, there was an instance of a nurse's aide who beat a patient and then threatened to break his finger. And other workers at Mission Point told inspectors that the man was so traumatized by it that he wouldn't talk to any nurse's aides during the daytime when this nurse's aide was working. There was an instance of a man who was left to sleep on a bloody mattress on the floor, and staff fed him from a tray on the same dirty floor, wouldn't let his family into the room to see him. They'd bring him down instead. I talked to a woman who said she begged Mission Point administrators to send her to the hospital for weeks because of pain in her abdomen, and they said no every time. And she and her husband finally made a scene. Someone called 911. And when they got there, she was rushed into emergency surgery. They removed her gallbladder hours later, and doctors told her that it had gangrened and that she would have died if it had gone too much longer. So employees tell me that this is understaffing and under-resourcing are just endemic to the Mission Point facilities in Michigan, and there are 24 of them, that they are often left to care for more people than they're capable of caring for, that they are often lacking basic supplies. You know, they serve residents cereal without milk. There have been times when they don't have ink to print the forms they need for a patient to be transferred to the hospital. There have been times when they don't have hot water. And this is happening at the same time. You know, you look at the financial reports from that nursing homes have to file with the federal government. A lot of Mission Point homes say that they're losing money, but at the same time, collectively, they're paying millions of dollars every year to other companies that are owned by the same owners. That's actually how a lot of nursing homes are structured. So it's not clear that the owners are actually losing money.
Matthew, the Mission Point Healthcare Services, they attributed some of the issues that you raised in your investigation to the previous ownership structure. Who was the previous owner, and did they have these issues as well?
Well, what happens right now, the previous owner is still involved. Mission Point was founded by a man named Roger Molly, whose father, who's now deceased, owned some of the worst nursing homes in Michigan. And Roger Molly also owned some terrible nursing homes. He still does. He's still involved. He's still listed as the owner on federal forms. But what happened last year is that a Birmingham private equity firm called the Mitchell Family Office apparently took a majority stake in the nursing home chain. And it's not clear exactly what's changed. They did begin layoffs this past January. And they say, you know, Mission Point will say it's for, you know, it's not for direct care workers, but it's for, you know, activity aides and people who do the laundry and positions, like, you know, maintenance positions like that. And that actually kind of worries some of the folks with, you know, some of the advocacy organizations who are responsible for making sure that long-term care works in the state of Michigan. Essentially what they said was under Roger Molly's ownership without the Mitchell Family Office, they say that's where that came in, and they say that they are investing the Mitchell Family or you know, Mission Point spokespeople say that, you know, the investments from the Mitchell Family Office has put the chain on better financial footing. The effect of that has not appeared in federal inspections yet. So I can't actually speak to that. Some of the things documented in the story did happen under, during the time that the Mitchell Family Office was a majority owner.
Matthew, first of all, thanks for your painstaking work on this. And that this story just left me with a lump in my throat. You point out that the federal government has cited the 24 Mission Point homes in Michigan for more than 1,300 deficiencies since 2020. It puts them in the bottom 20 out of 600. My question is, what the hell's being done about it? I mean, this is great that they document it, that you've got these inspectors right. going in, that they see
now
trash
what?
Being left right. in the hallways. But where is that's fine with oversight, but where's the action based on that oversight?
You know, that's a great question. The enforcement system for nursing homes is really, it's not centered on bad companies, it's centered on bad facilities. And so there's really not a mechanism, and advocates say there should be, to say this is a nursing home owner that has a terrible track record where, you know, people are dying who shouldn't die, people are suffering in ways they shouldn't suffer. We should shut them down or keep them from expanding. That doesn't exist in, you know, the way the laws work right now. It's not an impossibility. I mean, it's something that we could set up if we wanted to. I guess what's happened is that these homes get, you know, they pay a lot of fines. And Mission Point has paid, you know, I mean, one of their homes got, I think it was the 14th highest fine given to any nursing home in the country over the last 3 years. And the truth of it is that, you know, I can't speak to the, you know, I can't really speak to Mission Point's specific financial situation because there's some that has to be reported and there's a lot that doesn't. But this seems to be a cost of doing business for a lot of companies. Jeez. They can, you know, the fines are not high enough to make delivering the kind of care that should be delivered, you know, a financial necessity. They can right. sort of look at this and say, well, we can, you know, we're going to get a lot of fines yeah. and it's still cheaper than hiring enough people and delivering the kind of care we should be delivering.
Well, what a sad indictment yeah. about our priorities in this state.
Right. I mean, this conversation could go on, but we have to cut it here. Read within the pages of MLive Matthew Miller's reporting. It'll leave a lump in your throat, like Guy said. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
News of the day next at 7:05.